The Ghana Free Universal Access to Healthcare Campaign and National Network of Healthcare Workers has called for a national debate on the implementation of the capitation module in order not to compromise the rights of clients. The National Campaign Coordinator, Sidua Ho, said the capitation model, if properly implemented, would be beneficial and also avert fraud. Mr. Ho spoke with George Ankra.
We are calling for a national debate because ever since the pilot capitation was implemented in the Ashanti region, service providers have complained, and there were instances when they laid out their tools to the detriment of service users. This, we think, is a serious issue because capitation in itself is not bad. You will recall that there have been several instances when the National Health Insurance Authority discovered fraud within the system where service providers have escalated claims. They have inflated claims, and we believe that if we want to sustain the National Health Insurance Scheme, we must have a payment model that is sustainable, and yet that also reduces the risk of possible escalation of claims. However, we believe that in doing so, there must be a common ground where both service providers and the National Health Insurance Authority have agreed it is acceptable. Otherwise, the one that's going to suffer is going to be the users of the service. This is because if you look at the current tussle between the National Health Insurance Authority and the providers in the Ashanti region, it borders on the per capita rate. What this means is that if, on the one hand, the service providers believe that the per capita rate is too low, the possibility of them passing the risk to the service users is very high.
That exactly is what is happening.
And this is what we don't want. We believe that in the current negotiations, we have to bring civil society together with service providers, the National Health Insurance Authority, and those who use the services, that is the ordinary citizens, so that we can all sit in the common room or on the table. Then we'll put the issues on the table so that we can find a lasting solution to this.
When you look at the reaction of the service providers, do you think they have a case?
To some extent, yes. The National Health Insurance Authority also have a case, because if the National Health Insurance sit down, the possibility of the scheme breaking down is very high, because there have been so many instances of fraud, which means that the current sources of funding will not be able to sustain those high bills. But the service providers, on the other hand, if the rate, the per capita rate is so low, it means that they will not be able to cover the cost of their operations. That means that we may get to a point where people will go to hospital and they may not be given quality treatment. So they both have a case, but what we're calling for is for a national debate so that all the key stakeholders will come together and we'll find out what rate is acceptable, what rate will give the best of treatment to service users, and what rate will be sustainable on the part of the National Health Insurance Authority so that they will be able to reimburse the services they provide to clients.
On the possible inclusion of other health conditions such as kidney and cardiovascular diseases, Mr. Hall said gradually such conditions could be considered.
We must not forget that this has to be done gradually. There is nowhere on earth where such a social policy has been implemented and then it just cover all disease conditions at a go. So it's a gradual process, and time we can begin to add some of them. Because if you look at it, family planning, which is very important, as of now, it's not covered under the National Insurance Scheme. And civil society has been advocating for its inclusion, and stakeholders are looking at it, and we hope they will include it. So kidney issues and other key health conditions are important, but this will have to be taken gradually.
Can you explain what you mean by, is it possible to lift the six-month service restriction on clients to one service provider? What does that mean?
It means that under the pilot scheme that are currently running, the client will have to choose about three providers, that is the hospital or clinic, where you will be going for services. Within this 6 months, you cannot change the health facility. So it means that if within these 6 months the health facilities are not so good to address your condition, the possibility of you switching to one that is relatively better is not provided. So that's basically what we mean, that we should lift that restriction. But if I go to a provider and the provider is giving me services that are substandard, that do not address my disease condition or illness, then I may have the opportunity to choose one that is relatively better.
Did you in any way draw the attention the National Health Authority to your national debate on the issue? apart from using the media?
The National Health Insurance Authority, we have had engagement with them, and not on this particular issue, but on other related issues regarding the National Health Insurance scheme in the country. And we're trying to see how we can engage them on this, but then there are other issues we have to look at. And since they are the major stakeholders, already they have been engaging the private health providers, and we think that they need to broaden it so that to give even including that space so that we can all sit on the table and discuss it.
Is there any other thing that you want to say which I have not asked you?
I would like to use this platform to call for universal access to health care, because we believe that health is a human right and that everybody in Ghana should have access to it. And we are saying that if you look at the current National Health Insurance Scheme, about 70% of its funds come from tax, that is the VAT levy. The premiums that we're raising constitute about 5% of the total revenue to the National Health Insurance Scheme. What this means is that this is more of a tax finance system and not a social health insurance. So we should not use the 5% contribution of service users as a reason for excluding some people who are not able to pay for accessing health care. Therefore, we should have universal coverage in Ghana so that we find other innovative tax mechanisms to make up for needed resources.
Sidu Aho is the national coordinator of the Free Universal Access to Health Care campaign.